Okay, good evening, everyone. This is a meeting of the Pacific National Audit Committee, August 20th, 2018. We are calling the meeting to order at 8:35 Eastern. All right, let's see, I don't think we have our secretary yet. So I guess I can call the roll.
Carol here. Thank you for sending
the
right.
Hi, Carol. Yeah, I don't know why, because that's the number I had.
Okay.
You know, listed. So I'll ask people to do something. To
thanks.
For you.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. All right. So let's call the roll. Adriana Casanova is not here. Adrian Laviolette is here.
Here.
Carol Travis.
Here.
Sorry, I have to make you answer. Serene Roberts. Serene's not here yet. I am here. Elaine Duncan notified me that she will not be coming tonight. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Grace, you're here.
Yes.
Jamie Gomez. Not yet. James Sackerton.
Here.
Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Ken Laufer.
Here.
Muskila Washington.
Here.
And Polina Vasilyev.
Here.
Great. Okay. You will have seen that we have a pretty short agenda tonight. We can select it'd be great to have one timekeeper just in case we need one. Does anyone
volunteer? This is Carol. I'm willing to timekeep. You've
right.
got to be,
okay.
You know, tell me what I'm keeping time on. Yeah.
Yeah, I never really quite settled on that. Let's just try to keep, if the discussions, let's make it 3 minutes per person, I guess, you know, if somebody has something substantive to say. Does that sound okay?
Generous.
And that means, yeah, should we make it 2? What's usual? 1.5? Is that normal?
We do 1.5, I think, usually, 90 seconds. But, you know, this is a committee if you want it to...
Yeah, let's make it 2 minutes, you know, and if somebody needs more time, they can ask for it. We don't have to be too strict because it's a, you know, short agenda. Thank you for that, Carol. Okay, then we move on to the approval of the agenda. Does anyone have anything they would like to add or change?
I move the agenda with the necessary correction, with any necessary correction. All right.
Okay.
Additions.
You mean a move it to be approved? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Any objections? None heard. Let's move on.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Hello?
This is Serene just joining.
Serene. There you are. We had just approved the agenda. I was asking if anybody had anything to add to it.
Were there changes?
No.
I'd like to add, it can come up during the report. It's fine. It's not really a separate item. Thanks.
Okay. So updates from chair and or other committee members, and I put that in because some people who are on the PNB might have information that I don't even have yet, because I haven't been very active for this committee since we last spoke 2 weeks ago. So I don't have a lot to tell you other than what I already sent you, which was just the letters that we sent off to the California registration of charities or a charitable registration, whatever they call it in California, to request the extension For our listening audience and for some of you, we were to have finished up, actually, according to the California law, we should have sent in our fiscal year 2017 audit on June 30th, 9 months after the end of the fiscal year. However, we had to have our tax returns for fiscal year 17 to the IRS on August 15th. So I guess we were kind of lumping both of them together into August 15th at the beginning. But in any case, we wrote a letter. Well, we wrote one letter signed by Tom, and the auditors wrote another supporting letter saying that we would finish up fiscal year 2017 by November 30th. So that's, we hope to hear back from California on a request, but November 30th is our drop dead date to have the fiscal year 2017 audit and tax returns done. So, little challenge, but the auditors, you know, Scott, who you met last time, he's rather insistent about 2017, when we finish that up, it's still going to be, for us, old information, and we really need to move forward on 2018. And that seems like a pretty good way to look at it to me. So that's just about all of my updates. I'm wondering if anybody there, any of the rest of you, have anything that would be relevant to us.
Yes, Paulina here. Would you be able to forward me the letters that you have shared with the rest of the committee, since I'm new to this body?
Yeah, I thought I did, but if I didn't, I will do it again.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll check again. Thanks.
Okay, I'll do that in a little while. Okay. Let me make a note. Paulina. Okay. So anybody, any of you committee members who are on the PNB, have you got anything new for us, or should we just move on?
I found the email. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. All right. Well, I guess nobody has anything there. So, but maybe you do have some information on the pension audit. The pension audit committee that was being formed by the PNB.
This is Serene.
Hi, Serene.
I have a motion.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so it's with regard to the November 30th date. The PNB, that the chair shall notify the PNB of the anticipated date for submission of the audit, so that they may plan a special. I'm sorry.
I'm listening. Yeah, I'm writing it down. Of the anticipated date for submission.
Is Adriana on the call?
I don't think she is. I did not see Adriana.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was a little late joining, so I don't know who was here.
That's okay.
I didn't hear the attendance. But that they should, the chair shall notify the PNB of the anticipated date for the completion of the audit, so that they can plan their meetings accordingly. Because we know people do the Thanksgiving holiday. We don't want to end up jammed. Okay, that's pretty much it.
That's good. Yeah, that's helpful. Yeah, because I was looking at that. What is the date for November? What is it? It's always the fourth Thursday, right? Which is the 22nd. So, you know, we need to submit it the week following that. So it gives us a little bit of breathing room after Thanksgiving. But, you know, which is good. All right. So let's see. Is there anybody here who would know about what's going on with that committee for the pension audit that the PNB was forming?
Yes, this is Grace.
Hi, Grace.
Hi. Two things. I think Serene's suggestion is a good one, but I think mm-hmm. that this group should approve it. It's a motion,
oh.
so I think we should you should ask if there's any objection to it
oh,
and treat it
right,
as a motion.
You know how good I am at all these rules.
No,
sorry?
That's okay.
Eileen?
Okay. Yes?
I'm trying to think we come back. I thought your intention was for us to come back to vote on it once people had it in writing, so I'm typing it. Do you think
oh. Okay, we can do that once we have it in writing.
Okay.
It just made so much sense. It was like, yeah, of course. Of course I'll do that. So, yes, we'll come back to that once we have it. Okay, Grace, did you have something to add about the pension audit committee?
Yes. Tom, who is part of the pension audit trustee committee, emailed us to say that we're waiting on the pension plan administrator to submit to us proposed bylaws for our little committee. And so we're
okay.
going to review that when we get it and make any amendments as a committee. And so that's what's happening with that committee right now.
Okay. And do you know what the duties of that committee will be? I guess my real question is will this committee, our audit committee, will still have oversight over the pension audits, like we do the regular audits?
You know, the it's a trustee situation where there's a pension plan administrator
okay.
and a trustee, which is outside actually the purview of the PNB. I mean, it's the PNB can oversee it, and obviously Carol and I are on the committee, so we can report to you. But
mm-hmm.
The trustee is independent of the PNB, basically. The committee is acting as a trustee. But all of that will be fleshed out. That's a question we will ask the pension plan administrator, what the relationship
okay.
is exactly. But in the past, trustees have not necessarily been part of the PNB at all. It's just been a separate function.
Right. Okay, so it sounds like the functions are different from what we as the audit committee have to do about audits, which besides, you know, the stated sort of legal things we do is, you know, we follow up with everybody. We follow up with the auditors and, whoever we need to see where things are and if there are roadblocks or what we can do to help, things like that. So it sounds
Hello?
Like the PNB committee would not be that sort of thing. Okay, who's speaking?
Adriana. I'm sorry,
Adriana,
but
welcome.
I'm sorry, but I couldn't get in.
Oh. I wonder
why. I don't
know
why. What happened, but it was rejecting me every time. Thank you.
Oh, Carol had problems, too, and I gave her a different number, ultimately. We can tell Fred at the end of this meeting and see if, I think they were, you remember a couple of weeks ago or, I don't know, on some other meeting, they were having problems with the streaming setup. Maybe it has to do with that. I don't know, but here we are. Okay, Adriana, we have... just gotten through point 3A of the agenda. Do we have anything else to say on that? Anybody? If not, we can go back to...
Who's there? I sent a motion, by the way, but I was going to ask what happened to that report we had... passed a motion about a couple of meetings ago to get a report from Tom about the various parties that are, I still want to see that in writing. I'm not clear that the trustees may, or is the trustees the term that Ms. Aaron used a few minutes ago? The trustees may have one role, but I don't see that voids the audit committee's role. So I really would like to see something explaining who's doing what with regard to these audits.
Right. I agree that it doesn't sound like there's any, overlap with what the trustee committee will be doing. And I will have to say that I just have not done anything on this in the past 2 weeks. I just, haven't had a lot of time to follow up on audit committee stuff. But I can get back to it. I was pretty much leaving everybody alone until they got through the 15th, so they could get everything submitted on time. And after that, I just didn't get back to it because I had some other things to do. But it's not gone. We can work on getting the information that is available and relevant to us. So I will go back to that, and we could take it up at the next meeting. Okay?
This is Carol.
Hello, Carol. Go ahead, please.
I just wanted to say I did get Serene's motion. So,
okay, good. Yeah, I have it too. Would you like to read it, Carol, since you're there?
Maybe Serene wants to read it.
Toss a coin, somebody, or shall I just read it?
Why would Carol be reading my motion? I'm sorry, I don't understand. Why would Carol be asked to read my motion?
Just because she was saying she got it and she was talking. That's all. Doesn't matter to me anyway. Would you like to read it, Serene? Please go ahead.
I want Carol to read it.
Okay.
You want me to read it?
You've got an amazingly loud phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, that may help some people.
Is that better?
If you are on the Maestro website, you can turn somebody individuals down over on the right side of the page.
I'm not on the Maestro website. I'm just
okay.
on the...
No, you wouldn't turn yourself down, but I can turn you down.
Okay. Am I okay
and
now?
I just did. Well, you are to me. I don't know if everybody has to do it individually for themselves. Not sure.
Is this okay?
Anyway, go ahead and read that motion.
That the chair shall notify the PMB of the anticipated date of the filing extension of the audit report, that is November 30th, 2018, so that they may plan their meetings accordingly.
So I want to amend my own motion.
Okay.
So it should say FY 2017, just to keep it clear for everyone.
Yes. I would also... maybe change the language just a little, just so it's clear to people who haven't been following all this, just the anticipated due date to file, or the anticipated, due date. I think that's good enough to file the audit report and the 990. And then the rest is fine.
I just want to correct something that was said before. So when I mentioned November 30th, you talked about the board meeting the following week. I think that's what you said. Actually, the board would have to meet the preceding week.
Oh, I meant following... No, I meant following Thanksgiving. That's what I meant when I said following. You know, that if nothing else, they can meet that week, and that would even be in time. But, of course, we would have had to meet before that because we would have had to have reviewed it and, signed off or not.
Okay, so I don't think we should be trying to schedule it that tight because we're assuming that there will be no corrections or anything that need or changes. That need to go back to the board. There have been
corrections. Well, I know that the auditors would really like to get it done sooner than that. So that's what we can aim for.
Point of order, just FYI, 15 minutes has expired on this time.
Okay. I think it's fair to advise the PNB that, you know, the drop-dead due date, it's not even anticipated, well, I guess it's anticipated, is November 30th. But we will keep in touch with the NIDA people and the auditors to try and get it done sooner. It's really going to depend on the stations getting their information to the auditors or to NIDA. That's what it's going to depend on. So I'm not sure if they're going to want us to somehow be involved in pushing our respective stations or pushing all the stations through the PNB. But next time we're in touch with NIDA and the auditors, we can talk about, you know, what some of the dates should be for, you know, leading up to the drop-dead due date. That seems like a good thing to do, you know, a schedule of what has to happen by what date. So let me write that down as a task.
Point of information, yeah. Madam Chair, when you have a minute.
Yes, got it. Okay, go ahead. Madam Secretary.
I'm asking, is anybody taking notes or?
I've taken some notes.
Okay, okay. Do you want me to keep taking notes from here?
That would be great. Okay. That would be great.
Okay, and the second question is, I see here a phone number that I don't recognize. You know who that person is?
We have Carol. Carol had trouble getting in, so I gave her a different number. So that's the one that's 408
for Adriana.
925 is yours?
That's Carol.
Yeah, 925. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And the other one is Muscula.
Yeah.
And
I know the phone. Yeah, I know that one.
Oh, you know Muscula.
We have a new member. The new member from PCSK, right? Paulina.
Yes.
Thank you.
Paulina.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm very glad that she dialed in because it restores my faith that people will, you know, join the audit committee. The last two people from KPFK didn't actually ever quite show up, but that's okay. You're here now, and that's what counts. So, can we just pass that motion or agree that? Let's see. Could you rewrite it, Serene? Do you have the text for amending it?
I didn't make a note of your amendment.
Okay. Of the... For filing... Okay. Let me read this. And I'll... Sorry? Paulina?
I made a note of the proposed amendment of the text. If you'd like me to email it to everybody, I can do that.
Great, please do.
Okay.
So we'll come back to that then. Let us move on to the agenda. All right, let's go up to this discussion that we had, this very lively discussion on noting late arrivals, if we can. Yes, Serene?
I have a question about NIDA. I don't remember. I don't have immediate access to the agenda. Is there some place coming up that I can introduce that, or would I need to do it?
This is probably as good a place to do it as any place else.
Okay. And of course I haven't finished the motion, but anyway.
That's okay. Go ahead.
The audit committee requested the IED forward the report from NIDA on audit readiness and inquire about when we can expect a report on the deficiencies noted in the management letter.
You are correct. And I told you guys last time that I had been told they would have that report. They were going to have it like a couple of days after our last meeting. And I have not followed up on that, but I will. And if I get a report before our next meeting, which I hope I will send it to everyone. Follow up on the report.
I'll extend the motion in a minute.
Great. Yeah.
I have just sent the email with the corrected text for the motion.
Thank you, Paulina. Paulina, do you know who Nita is? Do we need to clarify things for you?
Please do, actually. Sure.
Okay, just the short version is that NETA, which is N-E-T-A, stands for something like National Educational something something. It's
Patients.
I think you can look them up. Are they NETA online? Let me get that for a second.
I think it's National Education Television Association, I think.
Telecommunications.
Yes, National Educational Telecommunications Association. It's www.nitaonline.org. And we are using their business center as our new financial management instead of having a CFO. So these people, they are based in South Carolina, and they're doing everything remotely, obviously. And, they're professionals, so we've basically outsourced our financial management to them. And they are working closely with both our interim executive director and with our auditors to get our financial stuff together.
The expense has been approved by the PNB.
This is all approved. We also chose a new auditor because our last audit firm declined to continue with us. They said we kind of outpaced their resources and they were just going to stick to Northern California work. So our new audit firm is Rogers and Company, and they are based here in Vienna, Virginia. When I say here, it's because I'm in D.C., Paulina. So Rogers and Company is around here, and they have, we went through all our due diligence to choose a new audit firm, and they impressed us with their willingness, their energy, their history, their references. So I think we'll be doing well with them. So, and everybody seems to be working together, so that also makes us very happy.
Thank you for that information.
Sure. If I mention the name Scott is our contact, Scott Mitchell. He's our main auditor person. We will at different times probably be talking to other people because, he doesn't do all of the actual work. There's auditors and tax people and reviewers and things. Okay, so I'll just read this revised text of the motion. That the chair shall notify the PNB of the anticipated due date to file the audit report and taxes for FY 2017. Can what?
Oh, no, no,
yes?
Sorry. There was someone calling me. I was trying to tell them all.
Please mute. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For FY 17, which is November 30th, 2018, so that they may plan their meetings accordingly. Do I need to read that again, or can we, are there any objections? None heard. This motion is passed.
Madam Chair, did you send it in writing?
Paulina sent it to us.
Okay,
and,
perfect.
Great. All right. So thank you for that question, Serene. Like I said, I've been, not paying as close attention as I have. Anyway, let's move on then. Anything else before we move on to this discussion of how to note late arrivals?
Yeah, I just sent the second motion.
Oh, okay. Let me check that. All right. The audit committee requests that the IED forward the report from MEDA on audit readiness and inquire about when we can expect a report on the deficiencies noted in the last audit management letter. Okay. Yeah, some of that might come from NIDA and some of that might come from the auditors, but, you know, we can ask Tom. So, any objections to that motion? None heard.
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead, James.
The IED forward the report to whom?
To us, I guess, to the audit committee. So we can add those words in.
Verify, I think.
Okay, do we need to read it again, or is that pretty clear? I'm going to take that as it's pretty clear, and that motion has now been approved. So now we can move on. Okay. Sorry, I'm looking at a few other things. Well, I'm not going to get into this. Aki Tanaka sent an email about delegate elections or something.
Totally moved.
But I guess that's not to us. It's to everyone. I'm sorry, who was speaking?
Yeah, I'm asking that not even be read on the stream. He has no standing. That's totally irrelevant.
Yeah, I didn't know for a minute what it was about. So, yeah, in the last meeting, you'll remember that I was asked to, you know, check into Los Angeles, KPFK, and also KPFA, about when they would, you know, have some new delegates to this committee. KPFK has gotten us a new delegate, Polina. KPFA, I believe, is still in the same legal situation it has been for a long time, and that's something that's got to be resolved at the level of the PNB, as I think you guys all know. So I really haven't got anything to report on that one. And I don't really know how long that's going to take. Carol, do you have any intel for us on that?
No. I'm trying to find a way to raise the question more broadly with the PNB, but I don't know if I will. But I don't think that the lawsuit is going to be settled quickly. And our LSB has we have done something that we consider neutral, but I think the PNB considers hostile. We have not added anybody for the empty seat, from the way that we think is legal. So we just have an empty seat, and there had been an attitude on the PNB that because there's an empty seat, any election that we have of somebody for the various committees is not legal. And I don't know how long this will last. It may last until new elections. I don't know. Anyway.
The
answer is no.
Okay. Well, for better or worse, those elections are coming. Yes, I heard you, Adriana. One second. Those elections are coming up fairly soon, so who knows if that'll resolve things. I don't know. This is one of those things I can't quite wrap my head around, and I don't think I really need to, so I'll leave it there. Adriana, please go ahead.
Yes, I want to clarify because I think that the information wasn't correct. I think that the PNB made the decision. KPFA, Leslie, like all the, it's an standing committee of the PNB. The PNB makes a decision, gives some specific directions, and the KPFT, the KPFA, Leslie doesn't have the right to change any rules or decide anything. The members and the runner-ups were already accepted in the last election. Nobody can change that. And it's not up to a specific standing committee or any committee of the PNB to make changes. You know, the PNB is the one that gives the directives, and the PNB did. KPSA, LSD need to follow. That's it.
Okay, but nevertheless, this is beyond the scope of the audit committee. We were just hoping to get, you know, more delegates to, you know, work with us. But, you know, beyond that, we just have to wait for people to decide, the two sides, apparently, to come to some kind of agreement. And we don't need to get into it here. I was just wondering, you know, I'm just interested in how long it's going to go on and if, you know, how it will affect us. That's what my interest is. Okay. But thank you for the information. Let's see. Anything else on before we move to point four? Okay. Then let's go there. It's a discussion on how to note late arrivals. And we had this discussion 2 weeks ago where someone noticed that the secretary had been noting when somebody arrived to the meeting late, meaning after a quorum had been established, and questioned why we needed to do that. And, you know, some people were sort of for and some people were against it and had different, you know, arguments for or against. I said I would check with the secretary of the PNB to see how they did it. And I did that. And what I was told by Janet, the secretary of the PNB, is that, yes, they note when someone comes in late after quorum has been established. And it just helps her, I guess, keep it straight in terms of who did and didn't participate in which votes when. We know that the PNB undoubtedly has many more votes than we do, so it's probably less relevant for us. But as I said in an email I sent earlier today, our secretary believes that noting if someone's late is the correct procedure. And I thought it wasn't a bad idea to stay consistent with what the PNB does. And this is with the caveat that somebody coming late doesn't really imply anything. Anybody can be late for any given reason, traffic or, you know, the baby or who knows what. It doesn't mean that they're a bad committee member or anything like that. So there's no, I don't see any harm attached to it. That's my feeling. I would say let's go with it. That's my initial feeling about it. But, you know, if
James,
people
James
want
for the
to
sec.
Say something else, that's fine. Go ahead, James. Thank you.
Yes, I just wanted to, I think, correct part of what you said, which was someone had inquired as to why it was done. I think that was referring to my question, and I didn't inquire why it was done. I didn't offer an opinion as to whether it should be done. I didn't recommend any changes. I merely asked, what does the PNB do? Does the PNB do this or don't
they? Okay.
And it engendered a lot of exciting discussion, but all I was asking was, is this what the PNB, does the PNB do the same thing? And I found out on later research that they did do the same thing. I guess I had hoped that with having so many PNB members on this committee, one of them might have offered that information, but nobody did. And thank you for checking into it.
Yeah.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I want to notice too that I say that the BNB does that, but more than that, it's never, you know, when you go to Robert Rule of Order, when you go to any explanation, legal explanation, how to do minutes, is explained like that. And more than that, even the LSEs, in this case, WBAI, that's why I send the minutes, WBAI in their June 13 minutes, they clearly, well, they are late, and the names of the people that arrived late. I mean, the only reason is just to be clear, like I said before, because sometimes the meetings that have a starting date and a starting time start late. And we know it because it happened to this committee too more than once. When you don't have enough people to have quorum, you cannot start the meeting. That's why it's important when you make the minutes to put there who are the members that are in the meetings and in the meeting and who are right late. It's just, like we say, we are all volunteers here. We know that everybody's doing the best that they can, and sometimes other circumstances make us not to be on time or arrive to the meeting. I mean, it's not in any in any way it's trying to say anything about members. It's just the minutes need to reflect the reality, what really happened. That's just the main reason. Thank you.
Point of information. This is twice as long as because it kind of we had a couple of different things in it, and but it's been 10 minutes.
We just started point four, so
okay.
Let's see. I don't know. And I see later it was a 5 minutes. I put 5 minutes there. But, you know, it's just a guess. I'm sorry, somebody else was trying to speak, I believe?
Yeah, Adrian, can you hear me?
Adrian, yes.
Oh, okay. So I actually, I don't want to belabor this issue more than it needs to be belabored. But it actually doesn't fulfill any of its purported purposes that were named. But I'm not going to get into the faulty logic of all of that. I just have one question. So are we going to do the P, the PL, and the A, just as you wrote it, the president quorum, arrival after quorum, and then absent, and that's all the information that we're going to include?
I think so. What else would there be?
Well, because if we're going to start doing times, like what time someone came and all of that. So suffice it to note, I think, president quorum and arrival after quorum. So P, PL, and A, correct? As you had it in the email.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
And, you know, that's what the PNB does, except they also note another thing or two, but they were not relevant to us at all, so... All right. Does anyone object to us, going that way, using P, PL, and A?
That's what we currently use.
I don't remember how Adriana has been writing it down.
What I'm writing is AL. I mean, the explanation in the same minute. If anybody, in the minutes of the PNB that I was writing when I was the recording secretary, it's more than that. We were writing at the time that the people arrived. Now, I don't think that is that much.
I don't think we need to do that.
It's not a problem at all. Obviously, I arrived today late because I couldn't, call, and I put the time exactly in my notes. I put the time that I arrived. I don't have any problem with that.
Okay.
You know, I mean, okay. I don't know why we are spending that much
point
time.
Point of information.
To the secretary.
Okay. What is the point of request for information?
Adrian.
So it's Adrian. So,
okay,
so are we going to do the P, the PL, and the A, and that's it? Are we going to add more information? I guess that's the question that I just want answered to know if I'm going to object or not, because I really don't feel like we need any more information than what Adriana suggested that we have last meeting, which was arrived after quorum, something that means arrived after quorum. So P, PL, and A, which is in the legend of the PNB example.
That would be my suggestion. That is the way I would prefer to go. Is that somebody trying to get on the stack?
Yes, I think that.
Is that Serene? Who is that?
Serene for the stack.
Okay, there you are. Okay. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. I very respectfully request that we allow the secretary to note it however she wants to note it. Nobody gets a gold star for showing up late. Nobody gets a purple star for showing up, you know, 5 minutes early.
Yeah.
And this is such a non-issue. I mean,
yeah.
Either you're there when we're trying to make quorum, or you come later, or you don't make the meeting at all. And whether
right.
she uses A, A-L, or whatever the other, I mean, it's like, it's so not an issue. She's doing a minute letter.
Okay, Shireen, understood. I think that's basically the same thing that we're suggesting.
Eileen?
Yeah?
I would appreciate it if you wouldn't interrupt me.
Sorry. Please finish your sentence. Go ahead.
I mean, I think the fact that you had to spend phone calls on this and then send an email, and we spent 10 minutes on it last time and we're discussing it again. Like, oh my God, really? Can we just move on? This is irrelevant.
Understood. Thank you. So if
we have
no one has
10 minutes now, by the way.
Okay, thank you. If no one has any other objections, let us allow the secretary to, as you say, note it as she has determined, which is to note present at quorum, present after quorum, or late, and absent. If I hear no objections, we're done with this.
I have one other thing to add after we're done with that, if you don't mind.
Oh, after we're done with this point?
Yes.
Okay, just hang on. Okay, so I hear no other objections. We are done with point four.
Wanted to say had to do with point four. I just didn't want to interrupt concluding that we would have the secretary do it the way she's doing it now. And
all right. Do we need a motion for that?
Et cetera. I don't think so. She's doing it, you know.
Okay. And that will be in the notes, in the minutes, that the committee determined that this is the way to do it. All right, James, go ahead with your other point.
I just wanted to give a little information about the statement and the correction from the secretary when I said that WBAI does not put in arrived late. I inartfully was referring to the committees of WBAI. The only operating standing committee that we have that meets on a monthly basis is the Finance Committee, and we don't do that there. So.
Okay.
By saying WBAI does not do that, I was incorrect and was properly corrected.
Okay. I don't know if this is something that will be determined as, I don't know, would it be the governance committee goes through everything, including the bylaws, and tries to, you know, generate some, you know, new standing rules for everybody. Who knows? Could happen. That's my editorial comment there. Okay, where is my, let's get back to my notes. Okay, good, we are done with that. So, I don't have
Jamie, any point of information.
Oh, Jamie, you're here, hi. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's the point of information, I'm here, just letting you know.
You're here, okay, great, thank you. All right, so we have no other substantive points, we just have, you know, action items, any other new business, if there is any, and to select our next meeting date. So the action items are things that basically I need to follow up on that I haven't so far. That well, there's the motions. I'll notify the PNB of the anticipated date, et cetera. I'll also get back to the report from the IED on pensions. Again, it might not be all of it from the IED, but we'll see who has the information. And I need to get back to NIDA with their report on their advances or their conclusions. I also will do my best to get a schedule for to have NIDA and or the auditor give me a schedule for, we call them not benchmarks, but, you know, interim dates for when things need to be done to get to the final date of finishing up the audit. And is that all I have? I think that's enough for a couple of weeks for me. Does anybody else have any other action items? Or note any others? Okay, none heard. Then we have scheduled another meeting for 2 weeks from tonight. Does that work for everyone? Or does it not?
I think it's 2 weeks.
I think we agreed on it, right? We went through the dates and
17th, I believe it's 3 weeks, but whatever.
Let me see. Where do I have it? I have it over here. Give me 1 second. Oh.
That's the second Monday of the month, which will automatically knock me out. But
wait a minute.
No, Carol, we had an extensive discussion about this. We specifically chose the 17th, so it wouldn't.
Oh, the 17th, not the 10th. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
Okay. I apparently wrote one down. I may have done this previously. I have one for the 3rd, but we decided not to do that. Is that correct?
It's Labor Day.
Okay. Yeah, that's why. All right. Well, I'm going to delete that then. Yay. Yay, because there's a concert I wanted to go see that night. So,
Madam Chair.
No. 1 second, Madam Secretary. I believe, Madam Secretary, have you already scheduled the one on September 17th?
Yes, it's posted at 8:30, the open meeting, and just in case, we have 9:30, the executive session in case that we need it. It's posted for
now,
August 17th.
That's actually a question I have. Is it okay to post a closed meeting and then just not have it? Because I think...
Yes. Yes.
Shereen, was that you that was sending around? Excuse me a minute. There was an email about, I think it was Shereen was, not to us, but in a more general way, brought up the point that people often show closed meetings, but with no clear explanation of why they were closed, nor did they have a report out. We have had some closed meetings that were scheduled, and then we never held them because we didn't need them. We just scheduled them in case. So is that a problem? Or do we need to go back after the fact and write that there was no meeting held?
No, it shows that Adriana has canceled them when we haven't held them.
You can cancel them either during or afterwards?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And the only reason I'm scheduling closed meetings is because we've been expecting some kind of report about the status of the pension, which may include individual information.
Okay. I don't think it would have
Adriana? Information
on individuals. I hear you. 1 second, Adriana. But I guess then we, who knows? It might have some kind of proprietary or not yet, finished information that shouldn't be made public because it might not be correct information. So we might as well leave that closed meeting then. Go ahead, Adriana. 1 second, Serene. Let Adriana go.
Yes. Normally, for example, like today, if we decide mm-hmm. that we are not going to executive session, clearly we will say that in open session, because if not, when we adjourn, we say we adjourn to executive session. If we don't, we just adjourn, we will not adjourn, we will not have the executive session. Then that will be even in the minutes. Okay?
So that's at least evidence that we didn't hold a closed meeting without telling anybody what it was for or a report out. Gotcha. Okay. Serene, I think you were trying to say something?
I was suggesting that instead of speculating about what we would do, that you should let the secretary tell us what she does do.
Okay, good.
Then you gave her the stat.
And there we are. Okay, we're done with that. Okay. All right, so our next meeting is up with 4 weeks away. It's 4 weeks away. So I'm sure I will have things to send you in between. And we'll see if there's anything that occurs that, you know, I might need input from you guys on, if that comes up, something like that. We'll figure out how to do that. You know, maybe some email communications. So that sounds all right. I think otherwise we are done. I'm not hearing anybody.
Good night.
So I think we are done. Hang on. We have to adjourn. I hereby adjourn this meeting, or I move to adjourn at 9:32.
You mean
yes,
that
Madam Secretary.
We are not having the executive session, right?
That is correct. No executive session. We have nothing to discuss in executive session. Right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone, too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Adjourned.